and Bar Show with Pasty Jamie.
Hey.
Hello.
Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9.
On 106.1 Shay.
Hey, good morning with the Biggs and Bar Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
I had to leave for work this morning, like, at least 2 minutes earlier.
Yeah, I had out the door about 6 minutes earlier than normal.
No, I did. It probably took me 2 extra minutes to get to work today. The roads are covered in snow.
Yes.
When I get to work, there aren't too many cars on the road, so I'm okay. As more humans get on the roads, it will become a worse situation.
Well, that was mine. Took like an extra 12 minutes or 14 minutes today because I've never seen that much traffic coming in. Just because some people are going too slow, some people are going too fast.
Just take your
time. People don't know where the lanes are. Yeah.
A plow driver made a song about how you should handle yourself today, especially when you see the plows. We're going to feature that a few times on the show this morning.
Bit of a cover song.
Yeah, not bad.
I like it.
Jason, our good friend over here, has a suggestion for the education workers.
I think it's a good one, and I'm not even being a dick.
No.
I'm actually serious, and I have zero problem with my suggestion, and no one else should.
There's a study about lice, which revealed some completely unshocking information.
Yeah.
But we have some questions about it.
Sorry about saying lice, because I know some people just got immediately itchy. I did.
You know what I think of when you talk about lice, though?
No.
Because when the ladies would come and check, there was always moms who would check the lice checks at school, and they used those knitting needles, and it was like a head massage. It was amazing.
So lice has good thoughts for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the actual.
I think you're in the minority. I got to be honest.
Probably.
Yeah. Either that or you have some sort of strange Oedipus complex. When the moms would come in and touch my head.
We have a couple studies that reveal some shocking information.
Oh, shocking.
Both about cats and about the leading cause of winter injuries. So we will inform you.
Yeah, rack your brain about those winter injuries.
Man, your head is going to explode today with the amount of new information you're going to ingest.
It's
going to
be careful because we have the white death from above.
We do. We'll start with some Big Sugar this morning. It's the Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shay. 106.1 Shay, good morning with the Biggs and Barr Show. As you probably saw in the weather reports yesterday, if you were paying attention at all, we got some snow overnight.
Well, the snow was supposed to start earlier.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and then be tapering off by this morning. But I went just before I went to bed at like 10:30 last night. Snow had not started, really. A little tiny bit.
Up in the south where I am of Ottawa, there was some snow. Start, like you said, a little bit around 9 o'clock-ish.
And even this morning, there's not that much.
No, it's not crazy.
It's just that you'll notice it more because it's currently falling, so it's harder to clear the roads.
Yes.
The plow people have a bit of a job.
They do. And there is a plow fella from the U.S. of A. who made a song, a cover, about his situation and how he thinks you can aid plow. It's just a little cover tune about the whole plowing situation. Here, listen to him.
Yeah.
I am a plow guy for the county, and I drive the paved roads. Searching through the cars for another road with snow. I see you giving me the finger. I see you texting and driving. And when they slide off the corners, they break all the signs. I try to plow around a mailbox, but they pass in left lanes. And if you don't stay back, my sand will chip up all your paint. Oh, I know you're in a hurry. I've been late once or twice. So if you see me out plowing, please allow for more time.
That's it.
Great.
There you go.
Very simple.
So if you're just waking up this morning, there will be plows on the road.
There will be.
And you should allow for some more time to get to work because it snowed.
How close to the original?
Pretty close. You want to hear the original?
I just play like 3 seconds of it.
I am a lineman for the county, and I
drive the main road.
That's all right.
Pretty good.
Not bad, not bad.
Not bad for acapella.
Yeah. Plows will be dropping, fellas.
Oh, yes, yeah. All right, right. So the
BS will be stopping.
Yeah. It'll be starting.
Yeah, it'll be stopping. It stops, Jason.
No, it
when
doesn't.
When the plows drop, the BS stops. How many times do we have to go over this with you?
It's not true.
And now, in a world where stupidity reigns supreme, it's the half-ass news with Biggs and Barr.
This hour brought to you by the white death from above that is falling, but we'll get to that. Mark Stone will make his return to Ottawa tonight when the Senators host Vegas. Carey Price is expected to be back in goal tonight when the struggling Canadians hit the road against the Flyers. Montreal lost 4-1 at home against Chicago last night. Flames and Maple Leafs will meet up, and the Raptors won. They beat Oklahoma City in Oklahoma 130-121. Ontario's French language teachers launching a Work to Rule campaign today. So members of that teachers union, you've heard this stuff before, will now be completing some administrative tasks, etc. All four of the province's teacher unions are now taking part in some form of job action. The province says about 12,000 parents have already signed up for their financial compensation for teacher strikes. It was parents affected by rotating strikes will be compensated for child care, with the amounts ranging from $25 to $60 per day of missed school, which is nice. Of course, not all parents are happy about this offer. I think I've yet to find anything that everyone's actually happy about.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
Didn't a famous president say that a long, long time ago? You can't please all the people all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that Jefferson?
I don't know who it was.
One of them?
I know the other day when that dude won $70 million, someone was mad. Not at him, but they said, I wouldn't want that kind of money. It'd ruin your life. Well, I would like my life to be ruined.
Yeah, I'd gladly be ruined by $70 million.
For sure, I'd try it. And the slow-moving snow, which was supposed to fall early yesterday, is instead messing up your commute this morning, so the road crews are trying to stay on top of it. We're supposed to get more snow on Saturday. The full forecast of that snow today should end near noon. Maybe some more flurries. Temperature will go down about minus nine this afternoon. And tonight, going down to about minus 21. That's pretty cold. And tomorrow, sunny, minus 13. And then Saturday, more snow. The weather people erring on the side of caution, not telling us how much snow now. They're just going, snow.
Yeah.
There's going to be, snow on Saturday. I don't know when. Like, in a 24-hour period, you might see some snow.
Yeah.
What a job, eh?
That's ridiculous.
Hey, you want a job where you be wrong every day and never get fired? Yeah. Weatherman. Weatherwoman.
Yeah.
Weatherperson. Well, yeah. Whatever.
Don't say
write
man.
A,
don't
write
say
a
man.
Letter.
Don't meteorologist.
Yeah. No. Sure. Yeah. Just weather specialists.
Right. I found that quote if you care.
Yeah.
It was John Lydgate, who was a poet, but it was made famous by Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
You can please some of the people all the time. You can please all the people some of the time, but you can't please all the people all the time.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't think you can please all the people some of the time.
No.
You
no.
You just can't please the people.
Right now it's minus two, and that's the latest.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9. On the capital of rock. 106.1 Shea.
We got some stuff to get through. Instant Answer Question Time is in a while, but if you want to start.
Them. Yeah, 762-555 if you want to get a question in, before you head out on your snowy commute.
We also have the latest coming up, and your cat. A study's been released about your cat that we have been saying on this program for a long,
absolutely.
Long time.
Absolutely, and I just got a cat. And I totally think he would do this.
100% he would.
Absolutely, yeah.
So,
I respect him for it.
We'll tell you what it is coming up right now. Rolling Stones on 106.1 Shea. 106.1 Shea, Biggs and Barr Show. We've been saying something on this program for years.
Yeah.
Literally years. Long, long time. And a study now has proven us right. It's at a Colorado Mesa University Forensic Investigation Research Station.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That sounds important.
Shorten that, fellas.
Where do you go?
we've been saying that if you drop dead in your house, your cat would eat you. Like, don't think your cat loves you. It doesn't. You're convenient.
No.
You're helpful. You feed it.
Mm-hmm. And before all you cat people get all up in arms and triggered.
Right.
I have a cat.
Yeah.
And he's a good boy.
Yeah. But he would eat you if you died.
Absolutely. And I respect him for it.
And this study says that's exactly true.
If we were in the same situation, like an apocalyptic situation, I would also eat him.
Yeah.
And we have an understanding.
Now let's be clear. Yeah. They didn't just lob dead bodies around cats and see if they would eat them.
I would donate my body to science for that.
they were, people had donated a bunch of corpses.
Yeah.
And they were put them outside to see how they decompose. It's for like forensic science,
sure.
Right? Just
yeah.
So they can tell death time and all that stuff.
Yeah. And makes cool videos.
But by accident, it does. A few cats wandered onto their property and started eating the bodies. Like immediately. Yeah. So.
We've always said, what do they start with? We've always thought the eyes, right?
Yeah. No, arms. They started eating the arms.
Really, the arms?
Yeah.
Because they're fatty?
I guess, yeah. Maybe. Or it was just like maybe the way they were splayed. It was
oh, maybe
easy.
It was convenient to yeah. get in there. They felt safe chewing on Martha's bingo wing.
What happened to Aunt Martha?
Yeah. Oh, we donated her to a research lab and some cats ate her bingo wings.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow. That's what a legacy.
That is a legacy. That's a legacy. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, again, I'm not a massive fan of cats. I have met some cool cats in my life. Yeah. Jason, you have an extremely
Thank
cool
you very
cat
much,
right now.
Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, to be honest, I never really liked cats. I adopted a cat from the Humane Society many years ago. He started out okay, but turned out to be a real prick.
Yeah.
This new one I got, because I live in the country and I wanted his help with some mice, he seems real cool.
Yeah.
He sleeps with the dogs. He takes their dog beds. He doesn't sweat them at all. Sometimes he sits on my neck. Like on my shoulders.
In your hoodie, you said
in
pretty
my
much.
Hoodie,
yeah, yeah.
While
yeah.
I like chop vegetables and stuff and just purrs.
You put up a video on Instagram
yeah.
where your three dogs are all basically in uncomfortable positions.
Yes.
And in the center of the giant dog bed
is the cat.
Is the cat.
Yeah. So, Charlie.
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
All right.
He's
well,
the best dog I own. I got to be honest. And he's a cat. I never thought I would say that. See, everybody
yeah.
can change.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You grow as a person.
And then they eat you when you die.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
that's
it's,
fine.
It's clean.
It's a circle of life.
It's clean. Why wouldn't you want
Absolutely.
Your animals to eat you? You
yeah.
know, lying around rotten, stinking up the house for the next homeowners. No, clean that up. Here's some Big Rec on 106.1 Shay.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, that snow that was supposed to happen last evening started pretty much early this morning, so your drive today will be garbage. Snow will stop around noon. Buses have been canceled outside the city. For the Upper Canada District School Board and the Catholic District School Board of Eastern Ontario, the schools are still open. Yeah, right. Ontario's French language teachers launching their Work the Rule campaign today. So all four of the province's teacher unions are having some sort of job action. Starting at 9 o'clock this morning, you can buy edibles again on the Ontario Cannabis Store website if that's something you were desperately waiting for. But the main story today is back with all the snow.
Yeah.
You have to be careful not to hurt yourself.
There's a new study, Jason. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if I want to throw this into your discussion.
Sure.
Here. Like unbelievably insightful information here.
Okay.
I hope you're ready.
I love learning.
So they did a new study about winter related injuries.
Okay.
And 71%, this is the highest, the most common.
Is it explosions?
No. Winter related injuries.
Dog attacks.
No, it's not dog attacks.
No, it's sunburn.
It is not sunburn.
Okay.
Slip and falls.
Oh, no. Wow. Who would have thought?
Slip and falls.
Who would have thunk it?
Are the number one cause for winter-related injuries.
Jeez.
Not in my household.
What? No, not in your household.
No,
eh?
I have mitigated it.
What have you done?
Captain
what have you done?
Safety over there.
What are you digging in your bag? What's going on?
Look at these.
All your grips.
I got some boot spikes that I carry with me now.
Yeah.
For icy situations, because the parking lot here at work, I notice, is often a bit of a skating rink.
It is a bit, yeah.
And so I have these trusty little buggers in my my bag, and I will slip them on my shoes as needed, and I can walk safely. Until, of course, you hit ceramic tile or something like that, and then you... Then you take a header.
Yeah,
you're not careful.
Yeah.
So
I can increase this number to 72%.
Really?
Because I took a serious fall down my back stairs a few weeks ago.
Oh, really? That's right, over the Christmas break. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I wear sneakers most of the time, with very older ones with lack of tread.
Good for sneaking.
And yeah. I hit the back step, the Ooh. Cement steps. I was horizontal. Like I was horizontal
really?
In the air. Yeah. On my way down, I'm like, I'm breaking something for sure.
But you didn't.
But I didn't. I didn't. I popped right up, and then I punched one of the pillars of my, what do you call those things?
Of your compound?
No, the...
vestibule?
Your acropolis?
No. Nope. Acropolis.
Lean to?
No. What do you call the things that cover but don't cover?
A vestibule.
No, it's not a vestibule.
Awning?
No. It's like over like a table. You'd have like four pillars and then like the cross wood, but it doesn't really
like
cover anything. It just looks pretty. There's a word for it.
It's usually lattice on top or something.
Something like that.
A pergola?
That's
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Okay.
I punched my pergola pole
Isn't
about four
that
times.
Lattice?
And then my wife yelled at me for falling down. She was mad I was punching the
ball. Well, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
No one wants to take care of a giant man when he can't walk, right?
Again.
I have sympathy for her. That's all she saw was emptying your pee jug again as you sat on the, laid on the floor and played video games. Yeah. So be careful out there today. You don't want your wife to have to empty your pee jug.
No.
If you slip and fall in the snow.
It's Tom Petty at 106.1 Shay.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shay.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Instant answer question time brought to you by Algonquin College.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Why are there 7 days in a week? Where did they originate?
God.
I'm reading, like as you could have done, but I'm reading the number seven was that they observed seven celestial bodies. The sun, the moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. It's the Babylonians is where it started. Apparently.
God.
So that's where. The quick answer.
Coffee or tea? Well, normally I will drink coffee. But I have to drink tea this morning.
Oh, you're going to be this
because Chris Biggs brought in a box of French vanilla coffee. Because I guess he thought my wife was coming to work instead of me today.
Wow.
We have the pod system here. Yeah. And I've been using some of Jason Pod's because I didn't have any.
It's all good. We all share.
I grabbed a box of coffee at the grocery store, not really reading carefully the label. Right.
Which you are known to do.
Like all the time.
Yeah.
Every damn day.
In your defense, I'm looking at the box right now. It does look just like a regular box.
It's just there's a little square on it that's a different color with a different name, and I didn't notice it. And I don't mind French vanilla, so I'm going to enjoy it. And
you know what?
I was going to hurry out today and get some replacements for you.
Don't bother. You can't be trusted.
But with your attitude, I think I'm going to reevaluate that. How do you guys determine who wins the contest? Pay your bills.
I think it's random, isn't
randomly, it? Randomly, that's above us.
To be honest, it's above our pay grade. They don't trust us with things like that for many reasons.
What do you think about Trudeau's beard?
I don't think about it at all.
No.
But I know Cosmo put a post up about it last week, and like, he got 500 comments on Facebook.
On his beard.
On his beard. Man's beard.
Well, it's a simple thing, right?
Yeah. It makes him look a little more gritty.
It does.
You know what I mean? It doesn't make him look as soft.
Fair enough.
You know?
Yeah.
A lot of people said it made him look like his dad, Fidel Castro.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I love that rumor.
And to be honest,
I love that.
You put the pictures side by side, you're like, there's something to that.
Do you find you are more social because of your job?
Oh, God, no.
No, the opposite, probably. No.
I think recluse for me is a bit of an extreme word. I keep to myself.
You do, yeah. More than...
But I had a great conversation yesterday. I was in a store. Praxair, to be exact, in Ottawa, and me and Pat got along well. He helped me buy some things I needed.
Look at you making
friends. For the glassblowing studio.
The other
day, I was in the Metro on Bank Street, and Denise was there, and she listens to Shay all the time, so had a nice conversation with her.
Chatting up the town this
morning.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm not, like, anti-social.
Right.
I'm just not social.
Biggest screw-up on radio to date. Oof. For us?
I don't know, man.
Probably just cursing a lot.
Yeah, when I edited a 7-minute phone call very quickly and somewhere along the line off the air, Chris had said the F word, and then somewhere else he had said like, but, you know, and then this. And when I edited them together, we didn't listen back.
It was but then,
F. Yeah. And it sounded like he said that.
But he didn't.
No one got mad.
There was the one time when we left the mics on. And he said terrible, terrible things about all sorts of things. And we thought, oh, we're going to get fired because people started texting and your mics are on. And then when we listened back.
Rusty Cage.
That's right. It became our favorite song because all you could hear was like.
Which one of you would survive being lost in the rainforest?
We'd probably all die at some point because the rainforest, very wet. The human body does not adapt well to being moist all the time.
And there's like...
So many animals.
Yeah, so many animals in there ready to kill you. Like just so many. Things swim up your pee-pee in the rainforest
that's true.
And kill you. So, I mean, None of us.
Spiders, bugs. I mean, it would be fun for a while, like a couple days, and then you'd be like, okay, get me out.
kind of like our show, fun for a couple days.
Yeah,
like,
that's
it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question.
It's the Biggs and Barr Show
on 106.1 Shay.
Terrible.
Hey, it's time to play It's Terrible or Terrible, whichever. It doesn't really matter. The point is you call us at 613-750-1061 and tell us a story that's terrible but also funny. And we, because we're giving away ZZ Top tickets, people were jacked to get in on this this contest. So
and $100 of Lotto Max.
Right, yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yes, a big one. So who we got there, Jason?
That's Matt.
Matt? Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good.
What's your story, my friend?
Okay, so me and my friends, we're out at the pub, and the music's going, and all of a sudden we look over, and one of our friends is dancing with a girl, and we somehow convinced her to do a strip-off right there in the middle of the bar. So they get down to their underwear, at which point one of her friends comes and saves her and pulls her to the back room.
Did you save your friend?
Close the door. No, he went to go check on her.
Okay.
Opens up the door, and all of a sudden we see that big hand come out. Whack! Biggest slap across the finger. And the door closes again.
And he's standing there in his underwear with a red face.
Exactly. He's standing there in his underwear.
That's great.
Okay, hold on, man.
We're, yeah. don't need any more. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi, yeah, what's Brian. Your name?
I wasn't sure it was me.
That's you. Just turn your radio down in the background. It'll be much easier.
Oh, I thought it was off already. Anyway.
All right, Brian, what's your story?
I was probably 14, 15 kind of thing, riding bikes, you know, like we used to do in the 90s before, you know, all that other crap.
Wait, before you continue, what's replaced bikes in kids' life? What's all this other crap you're talking? Hoverboards, spaceships,
like phones, I think.
Hoverboards, spaceships, okay. Video games.
All right. Hard to ride your bike.
Sorry, I thought bikes, kids still rode bikes. I wasn't aware anymore. Okay, go on.
I don't see it very often.
Okay.
Anyway,
sorry.
Riding around with my buddy, you know, goofing off, being silly, whatever. My buddy's behind me going, you know, flapping his tongue out, being a goofball, whatever. not thinking, we're riding along, you know, I got a big hunk of something in my chest, so I coughed it up, and spit it out, just, you know, spit it out beside me, and all of a sudden I hear it, trash, and he wiped right out in the middle of the road, almost puked, I think, and it was pretty gross. It grossed me out, and it didn't even happen to me.
Now, did the lug hit him right on the tongue?
Right down the throat.
Oh, no.
Like, I had been riding bikes back in the 90s and had a bug go down my throat, but never someone else's snot.
It was a big, fat loogie.
All right.
Pretty gross.
Yeah, it is.
It's disgusting.
Best friend somehow.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, there's a part of you in him.
Now. Yeah, you've shared fluids.
Hold on.
Friends forever.
Terrible.
Shared fluids.
I've forgotten everyone's name.
I know.
Who's on line three?
This is Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Tom.
Yep.
Hey.
I swear to God, I'm not forgetting a word of this. I know people in Ottawa often question my credibility. I don't know why. This is absolutely true.
We would never question your credibility, Tom.
Bear with me. When I was 18, 1970, with hair down to here, radical first-year student in Kingston at Queens, hitchhiking around Europe, free-for-all, hippie days, hair down to here. It really was a free-for-all. It really was a cool time.
Yeah.
Holland was great. I went from Germany to Holland. The Dutch were great. You could sleep in the park, the Vondel Park in Amsterdam. And the Dutch are conservative and liberal. It's really fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, pretty crazy over there. Crazy.
I was staying with friends in Rotterdam, so I hitchhiked. I said, I'm going up to Amsterdam just for a free concert. It wasn't bad. It was, opening was America. And the second one was Humble Pie with Peter Frampton.
Did you ride there on a horse with no name?
What's the terrible thing that happened,
well,
Tom?
I'm getting to be.
Okay, all right.
Please do.
It's a radio.
Yeah, well, I'll just cut off. So the headliner was Pink Floyd. So for a free concert in the Amsterdam Forest near the airport for free, Peter Frampton with Humble Pie and Steve Marriott and America, and Pink Floyd is pretty darn good for free, right?
Yeah,
it's awesome.
And we're all pretty high, you know, and wanting to run up the big entertainment wall. Even though Floyd were playing before Floyd came on, the big entertainment, I swear to God, this is true.
Okay, I believe you.
There's all the cheering, all these the high people all walking around. There's cheering going on, and there's a circle of people. And the Biggs Entertainment, two dogs were fornicating. And all these they were all stoned. They were cheering them on, and it was better than the Floyd bed. They were just, and everybody was just rocking and crazy. These dogs have, I swear to God, this is true. And they were much better than Pink Floyd. It was fantastic. I came back to Queens, and I did further chemical research, and then I graduated from LSD to Jack Daniels.
Jesus Christ.
I did the tickets, right?
So the gist of that story is that
tell me the gist.
He went to a Pink Floyd concert in Amsterdam,
right.
And he saw two dogs fornicating, and it was better than the concert.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Hold on, Tom.
And it was a free Pink Floyd concert with Peter Frampton and some other people.
America,
yeah.
All right, we have one more.
Wow.
It was a good story.
That's like amazing. That's nothing terrible about that at all.
Hi, it's Shay. Hello.
It's Bruce.
Bruce. What's your story, Bruce?
Anyways, back in high school, we had a German woodworking teacher. And he hated the country guys. He called us all rednecks. So anyways, we kept going on, and he kept failing us because he didn't like us and stuff like that. So anyways, one day it was teacher day, you know, when the teachers all take off and go for lunch and dinner, and they leave their cars behind at the school.
Okay, sure.
Well, he had a 1966 Volkswagen Beetle. So when he got back, the car was gone.
All right.
Who took it?
And we balanced it on the diving board on the inside of the Gloucester swimming pool on the inside diving board. Not the high one, the low one.
Oh, yeah. That'd be tough to get it up there.
And then he didn't find it till Monday.
Wow.
So you took his car.
It also cost him $5,000 to get it out of there.
Okay.
And
all right.
Then he got transferred. Made our day.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So they stole his car,
got it inside a swimming pool, up to the top diving board, and bounced it on the diving board?
The low diving board. And they just rested it there.
How did they carry it on the water to put it on the diving board?
I think they carried it from behind.
Okay.
And sort of
pushed
it out.
There's also decks around pools, like where you can walk around the water usually at a pool.
Thanks for clarifying.
I don't know if you've been to a pool ever in your life.
Have I ever been to a pool in my life?
In the day, weren't that heavy.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
So we got the pool story.
Good prank.
Nothing
terrible happened there, though.
The guy who saw dogs having sex at a Pink Floyd concert.
In Amsterdam while he was high. That all sounds like A1 stuff to me.
Yeah.
I'm glad you caught the story because I was lost in the rhythm of his words.
You know what they call me. I'm a listener.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The loogie catcher.
That one's gross.
Yeah, I think
which is probably the worst.
That's the worst.
I think that has to win.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I have no doubt.
Sorry for everyone else's story. They were all great. But that, I mean, in going with the rules of the story, something terrible that is also funny.
Yeah.
The last two stories were just funny.
Yep.
And great.
And I forget what the first one was.
The guy who got slapped by the mother hen collecting her.
The mother hen collecting her chicks.
Yes.
All right, bud, you won.
Congratulations.
You won there, Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
Yeah, awesome. Loogie fella. You got yourself tickets to ZZ Top and Cheap Trick and $100 in Lotto 649 vouchers, okay?
That's crazy. Awesome.
No worries, man. Thank you.
Hold on.
Ugh. Yeah, just that.
Yeah. I mean, I would have liked to give it to the dog fornication story, but it didn't apply the rules.
Congratulations. All right.
Anybody ever had lice? Did you enjoy lice?
Maybe.
No, I've never had lice.
Ever since we put this topic on the schedule this morning, I have been itchy.
You said even beginning to start. The reason it is on here is because there's a shocking study. You guys ready for this again?
Okay.
So many shocking studies today. This one is women who are grossed out by bugs, like lice and fleas, are less likely to find men with beards attractive.
Well, who likes...
Yeah, does that mean there's a group of women who like bugs and fleas?
It says that's just a small percentage of women. The average woman was more into men with beards for both long-term relationships and one-night stands. This is a beard study. So they want only ladies that don't like beards are women that like lice. But again, the question we came away with was what women do like lice.
I've never found anyone that likes lice. Like, not a person.
No, not a single human being alive should like lice.
If you like lice, call us. 613-750-1061. I'd love to talk to you.
Oh, that would be a dream.
Because I would like to know why you like lice.
Now,
unless, I guess, you make lice shampoo.
But even then, you wouldn't like it because you want to kill it. You just want right. to sell your product.
Yeah. Now, I can see other bugs. Like, some people hate spiders, but spiders have a purpose.
Sure.
They help humans in the sense that they kill other insects. Right? But lice, what do lice do to help humans? I don't think there's a single thing.
No.
Our phone lines are also not lighting up with everyone who likes lice.
No, because nobody likes lice.
So I don't think
lice.
Anyone does, not one person.
I looked on the old Google machine, guys. Sure. And to see, like, is there, like, a group of people? I typed in, like, who likes lice? Lice fetish. And so I was
really?
Scrolling through some odd, like, topics and stuff.
Right.
And just the one, I guess some people, sorry, some people say that down there lice in your nether regions.
Uh-huh. Well, lower lice.
Lower lice.
Yeah.
Can enhance the sexual experience.
I doubt that.
What?
Oh, we have a call.
Oh, come on.
It's not going to be somebody who likes
Good
lice.
Morning, Shay. Do you like lice?
Miami lice, baby. Miami lice.
Okay, thank
I
you.
I hate you. All right.
That wasn't very nice.
So nobody likes lice.
I don't think so.
Except for a few weirdos who think it enhances the sexual times.
Well,
how?
Man. I don't know.
They have tiny fights. Arms.
Maybe they make noise. The crotch crickets.
Crotch crickets.
What I did find interesting is when we were looking, I was like, hey, I wonder if there's a lice song like the one we played, the parody of Ice Ice Baby. Yeah, there's at least 12 different lice songs. Some originals, some parodies.
Nah, this one was the best, though, by far.
Yeah, for sure.
No doubt. So,
Ice Ice Baby.
Cue to play.
We got the lice.
We got the lice. We don't have the lice.
So sorry if we made you all itchy, but I was, so you had to be.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
Yeah. Here's Quiet Ride on 106.1 Shay. Hey, we're the Biggs and Bar Show. Good morning. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Good morning.
Obviously, some snow out there this morning.
You may be or have been stuck behind a plow for some time.
Yeah.
Can be annoying.
We found a song earlier today, and we've already shared it on the Facebook page. There's a plow guy from the U.S. who did a cover song of Wichita Lineman.
Do you want me to play the original?
Yeah, here's the original. Okay. Sure, yeah. You'll know when you hear it.
The county, and I drive the main road.
Such a sorrowful song.
Yeah, really is.
He's
really
a
is.
Lonely lineman.
He's a lonely lineman. So this fella who drives plow did a cover. What? I can't say drives plow. That's not how you say it. Isn't that a cool way?
The best way to possibly say it.
Drives plow. And he talks about some of the disagreements. Regular drivers might have, and listen.
I am a plow guy for the county, and I drive the paved roads, searching through the cars for another road with snow. I see you giving me the finger. I see you texting and driving. And when they slide off the corners, they break all the signs. I try to plow around a mailbox, but they pass in left lanes. And if you don't stay back, my sand will chip up all your paint. Oh, I know you're in a hurry. I've been late once or twice. So if you see me out plowing, please allow for more time.
That's really, I mean,
he brings up good points.
He does. But it's all encompassed in that last phrase.
Yeah.
If the weather's rough, give yourself a bit more time so you don't have to get angry if you get stuck behind a plow.
If you would like to see him sing that song, we put it up on the Shea Facebook page.
Yeah. It's a super high-budget video.
Yeah.
So take your time this morning. Be kind. Everything's going
to
be all right.
And remember, it's embarrassing to die on your way to work.
It is.
Working for someone else.
Yeah. Dying on the way home, that's fine. The way to work.
Don't do it,
all right? It's before 40. Ocean Fur. No, it is, isn't it? 54:40. Before 4 is a different band.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
It is out of what? Here's how it works. We're going to ask somebody five trivia questions. They have 30 seconds to get the answer. They can pass on anything, but their first answer for each question gets locked in, and we won't tell you if you're right or wrong until the end.
And the pot is up to $270.
Yes. Who is our contestant, Jamie?
Dakota.
Dakota? Okay, sorry. All right.
Dakota, turn down your radio, please.
Is that better?
Are you driving a plow currently?
No.
Okay. All right. Well.
All right. Well, we'll give this a shot.
Good luck to you. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. What was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles' favorite food?
Pass.
What did the Wicked Queen give Snow White to render her comatose?
Spindle.
What city in Florida hosts something called Bike Week every March?
Miami.
What actor starred as Neo in The Matrix?
Keanu Reeves.
What place would you find the Sea of Tranquility? Your time's up.
Time's up.
Well, you know you didn't win because you couldn't answer the last question in time. You actually got just one answer correct.
Neo. Embarrassing.
It's fine. It's fine.
No, you were right when you said that Keanu Reeves was Neo in The Matrix. The song you ran out of, or the question you ran out of time for was the Sea of Tranquility. That's on the moon. The city in Florida that hosts Bike Week is Daytona Beach. The Wicked Queen gave Snow White a poisoned apple. And the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles' favorite food is pizza.
I figured out the pizza after.
There you go. Yeah. Well, just for playing and being a nice person, you got a $50 McDonald's gift card. And you've helped everyone else out because the pot tomorrow is $280.
Well, at least I could do something today.
All right. Hold on.
Thank you.
You dialed the phone all right.
Yeah.
At least she was positive.
She was positive.
I mean, that's always good.
Not everyone can know anything, and this is a learning opportunity.
It is. So Auto What returns tomorrow just after 8 o'clock. We're up to $280. Good luck to everybody. Here's Pearl Jam. Speaking of giveaways, we're going to have a whole whack of tickets for these fellas next week. All right, even flow, 106.1, Shay.
We got to thinking that maybe we could help find a solution instead of stopping or just bitching about it.
Right.
You know?
Well, you had an idea.
I did have an idea.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Let's hear it, genius. Come on.
There you go. Let's hear it.
Fix all the problems, smart guy.
Well, I think it could.
Yeah, okay.
I was stuck in traffic yesterday because some wanker rear-ended another one on the 417 at Bronson.
Should kill him.
No.
Oh.
Just, you know. Educate them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wave your fist.
I don't think we need to kill anyone.
Wag
for
your
finger. A small traffic accident.
It would clear up the roads pretty quick.
It would.
Yeah.
But with this whole teachers conflict and not being able to get the funding they need from the government and class size and all this stuff, I thought to myself, well, why don't we just allow big companies to sponsor them? Sponsor the school boards. Sponsor the schools themselves. I mean, whenever we want something done and we need something built, we go get a corporate sponsor for it.
That's true.
We have arenas that are corporate sponsored.
Yeah.
We have races that are sponsored.
Right.
With all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's some people say, well, we can't do that. What about the integrity? Well, if you had integrity, you'd be in school every day.
Yeah. You know? We could have like Delhi or Burger King.
Sure.
Central.
I don't care what it is.
You get the uniform sponsored by the Gap.
Absolutely.
And that would create more jobs for the sales force because each school would need a sales team.
That's right.
And then some, just like any company, some sales teams are better than others.
And
so some school goes out to play football or whatever, and they have all used equipment. Another one's got all brand new because they're sponsored by Nike.
I think it's great. You know, those salespeople don't cost the schools any money because they work on 100% commission.
Right.
So they just take a percentage of whatever they bring in.
Long and McQuaid could sponsor the music department.
Absolutely.
There's never ending. Staples could do all the supplies.
Everything is sponsorable.
Everything.
So there's a solution staring you right in your face.
Right.
He's like, well, what are we teaching the kids? Oh, to get things done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting it done. That's what you're teaching
That's
them.
My solution. Will it be adopted? I doubt it.
God. Well, I would bet every penny I have.
That it will not. It will not.
Yeah, it won't happen. We can't sponsor education. What about the one? What are we teaching the students then?
What are we trying to say? It's all about money?
Yeah.
No, it's about getting the bills paid.
Yeah.
About getting the bills paid. I like it. I'm in.
I think it's a smart idea.
We should be the first ones. We should call every school in the area and see if they'll let us sponsor something small.
One, we'd
small.
We'd have to get some money first.
Small. Yeah. Well, something little. Like, hey, can we, we'll give you $500 if you let us wrap our logos around your goalposts.
Sure. That'd be great.
It's a start.
It is.
You got to start somewhere.
Anything like that.
So then does that school that we sponsor immediately, do they go back to work because they get like an extra $500 to split amongst all the teachers?
That's like half a day's teachers.
I don't think the $500 will cut it.
I don't think so.
But I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Am I going to implement it? No. Well, I don't even have kids in school, so I don't care. I don't have any vested interest in this, and I'm coming up with your solutions for you.
Wow, look at you. Jason Barr, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Newsman, superstar, hero, genius. Anything else you want to throw in his lap this morning?
He saved lives before.
Yeah, that's right. Lifesaver. Yeah.
You can stop a puck now and then.
Now and then.
Yeah.
I was the youngest shift manager in the history of Wendy's.
Oh, jeez. How can we forget? How old were you?
15.
Incredible.
Yeah. Wow. So. Man, why aren't there statues of you all over town?
That's a question. You know why, Chris? Because I'm a humble guy.
Yeah, you are. We give away tickets to these fellas this morning. We'll do so again tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. Don't forget, Instant Answer Question Time is coming up real soon. So
get
if you have
your
any
text
questions,
in, 762-555.
Any topic, any subject you want answered, please do so. It's the ZZ Top and legs. Not only does she has them, she knows how to use them. Sure. She has them. Yeah, you know what? Whatever. Shut up, Chris. Okay.
106.1 Shea presents The Biggs and Barr Show with Chris Biggs.
Hi.
Jason Barr.
Hello.
And Pasty Jamie.
Yo!
Hi, that's us. I'm the Biggs.
I am the Barr.
That's the Pasty.
Yeah, that's me.
We'd love your questions, please.
762-555.
Whatever you got, something stuck in your crawl, text it to us. We'll answer it for you. 762-555.
Plow's dropping beside me out the window.
He's not actually lying today, Jason. The plow is literally dropping right beside
me. No, I know. I saw it.
Do you know what that means?
I don't think Jason does, no matter how many times we go over this. He can't grasp this concept.
When the plow drops, Jason,
I know
the BS stops.
The BS stops.
Yeah. No. And it's stopping.
Do you understand?
Yeah. We just want to make sure you're clear.
I do. Yeah, okay. It's great.
Okay. In no way are we making fun of you. No, I don't understand some things like how the universe works and what happens after you die. Stuff like that. Really have trouble grasping that when the plow drops.
The BS stops. Look at it stopping right now. Yeah. Amazing. As we speak.
I get it.
It's okay.
I can't. You know what I can't wait for? Spring.
The Biggs and Barr Show with Pasty Jamie on 106.1 Shea.
Hey! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo! Text us! 762-555! Text the show! We'll text you back! No, we won't, but we'll answer fast!
You guys ever solved the statue situation for the roundabout?
No, we haven't yet.
Winter kind of stalled it, I think. And a switch of bosses here, if you want the behind the scenes. But, and like not a bad switch of bosses. A gentleman retired, and we had a boss replaced.
Yeah.
We'll get back on the statue soon. Yeah, we'll get back on that soon.
We're having a chili cook-off. Who would like to be a judge?
Where is it?
Yeah, we'd have to know the particulars, and it's probably better if my wife's not around the next day.
Is it directly on the way home?
Yeah.
Then I will stop in and eat some chili.
We've been judges before at chili cook-offs. Yeah. And usually there's like one good chili and then all these people trying to experiment. Here's ice with paprika. Oh.
This is more of an observation than a question. Chris, how is it you can pull your back out washing raspberries, yet on multiple occasions when gravity kicks your ass, you tuck and roll like a stuntman?
That's true.
That is a very good question. I think because my back only goes out when it's not like when those muscles aren't expecting or it's not... like a sport action. It's hard to explain.
The worst you ever did was kicking a 40-yard field goal.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
Then you're on your back for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was a bad one. That was a really bad one. Yeah, I don't know. But normally sports, it doesn't happen. It's just doing dumb stuff.
What time does your lottery winner's party start tomorrow? That's 4 o'clock.
Yes.
Till about 6 or so at the Overflow Brewing Company in Ottawa.
We'd love for especially the 103 of you that are winning 38 cents.
But if you, 36.
36, sorry. Yeah.
But if you want to stop by, I mean, we'll have a few beverages, a few snacks.
Yeah, it'll be a great time. Yeah, we'll hang out, get to meet you. Good times. What's the best cheese for chicken parm? I guess I'll have to pass that over to James, being the chicken parm expert.
In the name of it, is parm.
Yeah, but you don't just have that.
No, mozzarella. Yeah,
like a mozzarella
for sure.
Like a pizza mozzarella, one that's stretchy and gooey.
But I like a smoked mozzarella, to be
honest. Oh, that would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
A smoked mozzarella. Yeah.
Definitely.
Man, and that don't sounds forget the Caesar salad really, either. Really fancy. What's your most embarrassing moment? Oh, well.
I don't really get embarrassed.
Would have to have been a child, because I haven't seriously got embarrassed since I was a child.
Mine was a few years ago.
What was it?
I was at a theme park just north of Toronto. Which,
you can say Canada's Wonderland.
I know, Canada's Wonderland. Okay. Everyone knows where that is.
Yeah.
And I went on one of the new rides, and my thighs are too thick, and it wouldn't get the compression that it needed. And they asked me, they said, "Sir, we can't close the thing
on your legs,
on your jacked thighs."
Oh,
they
jacked,
didn't say
that's
that.
Right. Yeah, they're jacked.
But the guy behind me was some, like, right off a TLC show. He was some, like, gooey blob, but they smushed him in, and he was like, "Ha ha, buddy." And he could, like, I'm like, "Howard, did you even make it up these stairs?"
So,
and I got kicked off the ride. My wife stayed in the ride, and she just took off, and I had to walk
left
down.
You?
Well, yeah, because she was locked in. She was locked
so
in.
So your thighs.
Because it's ones that comes down on your lap.
Are too jacked. They're too firm to
squish.
To squish into a roller coaster.
Yeah. And I had to get up, and there was a huge lineup because it was a new ride, and I had to walk the walk of shame by myself down the other side stairs.
Right.
And I threw my hat on the ground. I was
you
so
threw
mad.
Your hat on the ground.
I did.
That is an amazing moment.
But to be honest, it wasn't that amazing because it was the hat, like it had a snapback, and I threw it by the snap, but in my follow through, it came unbuckled, so my hat just fell off my wrist. Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Awful.
That's fine.
Awful 5 minutes of my life.
But you're over it now. You're good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just go to the States. They got bigger rides there.
Oh, they have to.
Yeah, they have to.
Or no one's getting on those roller coasters.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Sound effect master.
It was pretty good, yeah.
That was a lot of heavy people on a roller coaster trying to go up a hill. Yeah, right, James? Okay. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shay.
Hey, Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning. We're pretty much wrapping it up for the day. Don't forget to call our doggy line.
Yeah, 613-216-3849.
Did we have one we wanted to highlight today and then we kind of...
No, we thought about it, but then it turned out it wasn't great.
Okay.
It started off fine and then went wayward.
I see what you're saying. I remember now, yeah. But feel free to leave us a message 24 hours a day on the Dougie line and we will, you know, if it's enjoyable, entertaining, or somewhat... Sorry, I said "Hey Siri" in there. I guess because my
oh, did you?
Or sorry, you said sorry.
Sorry, sorry.
Sorry.
Cancel. I don't want to do whatever you're going to do.
Me.
I didn't catch that. She didn't catch it. So
what a nosy.
Yeah,
you know
hey,
what?
Hey, back off, lady. All right, mind your beeswax. Yeah, so call the Dougie line.
Yeah, and be careful in the snow. You know.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to say it, but.
Bank Street out here. Oh, this isn't Bank. Sorry, what is this before it turns into
Conroy.
Bank? Conroy. A very slow crawl this morning. But a continued crawl. So, you know, take your time.
You'll be okay.
Everything's going to be all right. Put on some Bob Marley or something. And
or continue listening to the radio station you're listening to.
Right. We should probably encourage that, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to say, because it's all right. But that's not even Bob Marley. That's the Traveling Wilburys. I had my songs all
I know
mixed
you're
up.
Thinking. Every little thing is going to be all right.
Yeah, that's
the
what
three
I was
little words is the
yeah.
song.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I'm just saying, you could get put it in your head while you listen to us.
Sure. Yeah, that's great advice.
You're the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Yeah.
Around.
Woo!
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day.
See
listen to this radio station 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Don't turn it off even when you sleep.
And drive safe. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.